AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. U.S. intelligence officials are looking into the reported crash in Russia of a business jet belonging to Yevgeny Prigozhin, founder of the Wagner Group private military company. Sagar Magani has more.
One official says there's no determination about what caused the crash or if Yevgeny Prigozhin was on board in California.
I don't know for a fact what happened, but I'm not surprised.
A vacationing President Biden was asked if Vladimir Putin's behind it.
There's not much that happens when Russia and Putin not behind, but I don't know enough to know the answer.
Intelligence officials have speculated Putin could target the mercenary chief for leading the summer uprising. Last month, the president even suggested Prigozhin could be poisoned.
If I were he, I'd be careful what I ate.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The first Republican presidential debate is tonight. Eight candidates expected on stage are, Meg Kennard notes, one major absence.
That's former President Donald Trump, who's been the early frontrunner in the broad GOP field, but has said for several months that he figured he might not participate in debates because of his lead in polling, as well as having a high national name ID since he's already served as president.
Another possible absence, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. He hurt his Achilles playing basketball with campaign staff yesterday. He's planning a walkthrough to test it out. The central U.S. is sweltering. Rich Otto at the National Weather Service.
It's at least 100 million people that are under, again, some form of heat product, whether it's a advisory or a warning. That's in effect right now for a good chunk of the central U.S.
Tropical storm Franklin's unleashed heavy floods and landslides in the Dominican Republic. At least one civil defense agency volunteer has been killed. Gunfire in a Pittsburgh neighborhood has triggered evacuations. The Allegheny County Sheriff's Office says a person facing eviction began firing from inside a home. This is AP News. At the March on Washington 60th anniversary Saturday, leaders are seeking the energy of the original movement for civil rights. Julie Walker has a preview.
I had a dream.
Martin Luther King Jr. telling the 250,000 there about his dream of equality. Also on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, a young Eleanor Holmes Norton who helped organize the march.
The notion that I could look from those steps and not see the end of the crowd was the most extraordinary experience of my lifetime.
She was a 26-year-old student nonviolent coordinating committee worker in Mississippi. Now she's a member of Congress from D.C.
What I'd like to see come out of the march again as we commemorate it is a reflection on what we can do when all sides work together to get something important done.
She says she'd like to see a break in the polarization in Congress itself. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.